This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight.
Don't get too close.
I know. Danger zone.
Katy Perry after her on-air wardrobe malfunction.
It's a family show.
Plus, why she's leaving American Idol.
It's wild.
And who could replace her.
There's a couple names going around.
I do have at least two.
Then, Prince Harry's return to London.
I miss the UK. I miss my friends.
And Meghan Markle's new job selling jam.
Sorry, what?
Plus, Gypsy Rose Blanchard on her marriage breakup is a fight over food to blame.
I was like hounding.
And Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan's divorce war, why they're taking each other to court years after their split. Plus, Derek Hough back on tour with wife Haley. Her emotional dancing return after life-saving brain surgery. And a Simple Favor sequel scoop from Blake Lively's co-star Henry Golding.
Maybe I gave away too much.
E.T. starts now.
Counting down to the end of Katy Perry's American Idol era, and the big question fans are asking, who could take her place? Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, our Denny Directo was at this season's first live show where Katy nearly lost her top on live TV.
I need my top to stay on.
We have to talk about the wardrobe malfunction because Lionel just told me Luke accidentally bumped into it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he's always like setting me up.
Katy, don't cut yourself.
That song broke my top off.
Katy's metal crop top broke during the show's final performance. Luke Bryan stepped in during a commercial break.
Going in. At this point of the game, I'm just like, what do you need? Do you need a pair of pliers? Do you need
hot glue?
Yeah, you need a tie wool, a bathrobe. What do you need?
Every season, it seems like I either like rip my pants.
Tonight.
I think it's the physical comedy side of me that just wants to burst at the seams.
Katy, who is leaving Idol after 7 seasons, told me it will be an emotional goodbye.
I better just tape the false lashes to my face.
Staple them, do what you
can. I'm gonna wear sunglasses.
Setting spray galore.
Yes.
It just felt like it was the right time?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make space for other things, and it's not like me ending this show means I'm going to retire on an island, even though that would be fabulous. I'm gonna go to work.
She's got a new baby, and she's got a family.
Working on some new music we hear.
New music.
Katy teased that new music Saturday, stepping out with fiancé Orlando Bloom and carrying a see-through purse with a tiny scroll referencing her 6th studio album.
When will we learn more about the top secret KP6?
You'll learn more when it's ready to launch.
So the big question, who will replace Katy?
There's a couple names going around.
Do you have your eye on who should take that seat over?
Not yet. This is all just happening.
Miley Cyrus, who was a mentor on season 9, is reportedly in the running. There's also speculation that J-Lo could return. and Idol alum Jordan Sparks has thrown her hat in the ring.
It's big shoes to fill. Only one Katy Perry.
We're going to miss her. It's not going to be the same without her.
We've had a hell of a ride, too. It's been fun.
She will definitely be missed. All right, let's move on to the royals. Last week, Prince William made his first public appearance since Kate's cancer announcement alongside their son, Prince George, at the Aston Villa soccer match. Their team won. By the way, the future king already making moves to get back to business.
Looking forward to seeing her very soon.
That's pretty cool.
Well, in less than 48 hours, William is officially returning to royal duties for the first time since stepping back to care for Kate. The kids go back to school Wednesday, and on Thursday, William will visit a local food charity and a youth center in London.
Of course, they can't travel because, you know, Kate's going to have medical appointments and she's on treatment.
I must focus on making a full recovery.
And in 22 days, all eyes will be on Harry's return to London.
He's coming over here in May for the Invictus Games. The idea of a reconciliation is just, it's just not on William's agenda.
No word if Meghan will make the trip. Right now, she's busy with the debut of her new lifestyle brand. The first product, strawberry jam. The Duchess sent 50 jars of it from her just-launched American Riviera Orchard to several celebs.
I'm just really proud of what we're creating. My husband is loving it too.
Expect to see more products from Meghan's line, potentially honey stirrers, bird baths, meditation blankets, crystal prisms, and pet feeding mats. H&M are also currently shooting their Polo reality series, and Meg's cooking up a storm for her new Netflix show as part of their reported $100 million deal.
The power of food is more than just the meal itself. It is the story behind it.
But Duchess, we need to know how much the jam is because I would like to buy a jar, right? Okay, now let's get to Gypsy Rose Blanchard's split from husband Ryan Anderson and why the cause of their breakup is getting messy.
I'm just trying to take it day by day, the next step and the next step and the next step.
The wild new report, Gypsy Rose reached her breaking point over Ryan's food hoarding.
I'm just living my life, guys.
Still learning each other.
Yeah, they're like integrating, you know, into our new life together.
Sources close to Gypsy tell TMZ she wasn't fully aware of Ryan's hoarding issues before moving in with him. Word is Ryan allegedly collects food items in bulk, which reminded Gypsy of her late mother, Dee Dee.
When I was living with my mother, I felt very alone.
The outlet reports that a source told them when Gypsy threw out old food, Ryan was not happy, sparking a major fight. Quote, she found it scary he got so worked up about a fridge. Another reported factor, Ryan's snoring. Last week, Gypsy was granted a temporary restraining order against her husband of less than 2 years. Fans will get to watch the drama unfold on their upcoming Lifetime show.
We were filming a lot, so stay tuned for that.
And stay tuned for The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare in theaters Friday. Rachel Smith was at the premiere with star Henry Cavill, who just broke big news. He's expecting his first baby with girlfriend Natalie Viscuso.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to extend that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How much are you enjoying this stage of your life?
I'm enjoying this stage of my life very much so. I have a real sense of approaching everything with more direction now.
Henry's trying to defeat the Germans in the new World War II action thriller, which also stars Asa Gonzalez and Henry Golding, who gave us some Simple Favor sequel scoop.
We've been seeing pics from the set, Blake Lively in a wedding gown with Andrew Kendrick. So what?
I was there too, but I didn't get any photos.
When
that's
Blake's
true.
Blake's rocking a wedding gown, we're like, wow.
A latex wedding gown. Maybe I gave away too much.
And we are learning more about the reason behind Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan's divorce drama, going to court over his reported $80 million Magic Mike fortune.
Oh, yeah.
A source tells ET pregnant Jenna and fiancé Steve Kazee have been planning their upcoming wedding and are hoping to get married by the end of the year. This is partly why Jenna is trying to get her financial situation with Channing all sorted out.
We know we want it to be intimate and you know, the people we love the most and not a huge affair, something that's really meaningful.
Jenna's net worth? An estimated $30 million. Steve's worth around $2 million.
He really supports me and believes in me and actually makes me feel wonderful about all the different aspects of myself.
I'm still in awe that 6 years later, this divorce is not actually done. Well, Derek and Haley Huff stayed true to the vow in sickness and in health, Haley making her triumphant return to the stage nearly 4 months after two emergency brain surgeries to save her life.
Clearly overcome by the magnitude of the moment, Haley put a hand to her heart and wiped away tears during this much-deserved standing ovation. Earlier in the evening, Haley lit the floor on fire with her devoted husband. Hard to believe, less than 2 months ago, Derek told us he didn't know if Haley would ever return to their Symphony of Dance tour.
Is that a goal of hers, though, to eventually maybe dance again on the tour?
It's kind of too early to tell right now. If there's anybody that could, you know, find a way, it's her.
Derek is expected back for Dancing with the Stars season 33. Meanwhile, former pro Cheryl Burke believes she knows the reason why she wasn't asked to take part in last season's Lynn Goodman tribute.
And the answer was...
Well, obviously my podcast. She's just bashing the show. Like, no, that's not what the podcast is. No, it's telling the honest truth. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. That was just such a... stab in the heart, like, for me. You know, it was like I just couldn't believe that I wasn't included in just something so special. I should have been there.
On the Amy and TJ podcast, Cheryl, whose past partners include Rob Kardashian, Emmett Smith, Drew Lachey, Ian Ziering, and Antonio Sabato Jr., also did some major kiss and telling when it comes to showmances.
Can you count how many you had?
I would say it's three.
Did, like, you fall in love with any of them?
Lust. Like, it's not love. I mean, one of them basically professes love to me on Ellen DeGeneres. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
That would be former NFL wide receiver Chad Ocho Cinco, who also gifted Cheryl this massive diamond sparkler.
This is what marriage must be like. So I remember Beyonce's song, Put a Ring in It. That's where the ring come in.
Uh-huh. Do y'all make out?
Ballroom is an intimate contact sport.
Of course, back in 2008, Priscilla Presley was on Dancing. Last night, her granddaughter, Riley Keough, hit the red carpet alongside Oscar nominee Lily Gladstone for their new true crime series, Under the Bridge, premiering tomorrow on Hulu. Our Cassie DeLaura was there.
Why was this a project you wanted to be a part of?
It's a very important story.
I'm gonna show up in the middle of my homicide investigation.
People will tell me things they're not gonna tell you.
I knew that with Riley not only starring in it, but EPing it, that it was gonna be a very compassionate deep dive.
There's a bit of life imitating art in a way where your character is an author, and you are, of course, finishing your mom's memoir. What has been the most beautiful part of that process?
I think just being able to complete it for her.
More TV news. CBS's new soap, The Gates, is officially premiering January of 2025. This news comes just 3 days after The Talk announced its 15th and final season will wrap in December. We expect the first black soap opera in 35 years will take over its time slot. And Hacks Season 3 hits Max on May 2nd. We have a first look.
Did you ever think you'd be back on top?
Yes. We have people coming to join the party this season.
Gene, what was it like being romantic with Tony Goldwyn?
You know, it's a dirty job.
I was perfectly content being a gorgeous Vegas comic, and then you come along and you make me want more for myself.
So you're mad at me for pushing you to be better?
Yes!
Hacks is so much fun. All right, coming up, the star taking her love of dolls next level.
This is a drunk cowgirl Barbie. She's just amazing. Like, look at her.
See inside Emma Roberts' grown-up dollhouse, her home tour filled with creepy collectibles.
Aren't you scared your dolls are going to come to life?
Then star moms and their kids hit the runway. See Charlize Theron and Naomi Watts strut in style with their mini fashionistas. And
it's homecoming back to me now.
Celine Dion's return to the spotlight, how she's sharing her health struggles with the world on her own terms.
I have no choice.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Anya Taylor-Joy chatting up Rosamund Pike, channeling Neo from The Matrix. Naomi Watts and 15-year-old teen Kai, Charlize Theron, with daughter August. It was a VIP kind of night at the Fashion House's pre-fall 2024 show at the Brooklyn Museum.
I love this show. I'm gonna buy every single piece.
Don't forget about your girl when you're buying some of those pieces. See what I'm saying? All right, now let's get to Emma Roberts, whose couture collection is a bit plastic.
I'm really excited to show you guys the doll wall. These are the Dollykins. I'm madly obsessed with them, in love with them. She was my first one and still my favorite. But I do love all of them. And then my most recent addition is Leggy Jill, and I got her for my birthday. My boyfriend surprised me with her. I took her out of the box, which he did not approve of. This is a drunk cowgirl Barbie, and she's just amazing. When I was younger and people would be like, aren't you scared your dolls are gonna come to life? I'm like, I hope that every night that they'll come wake me up.
From her bedroom to her kitchen, Emma's giving fans a peek inside the cozy Hollywood Hills home that she shares with her 3-year-old son, Rhodes. It's all for May's Architectural Digest.
I feel like there can never be enough stripes or fringe or tassels in a house. It is like a grown-up dollhouse. It's very storybook. This is a book I actually gave as a gift to my ex, but then when we broke up, I saw how much it was worth and I kept it. This chair was my timeout chair as a kid. And now my son sits in it and loves it. And so it just makes me kind of laugh to myself when I think about it.
Still ahead. Swiftie shaded and the beehive buzzing with anger.
I'm sorry.
Why Courtney Love is sounding off. Her harsh words for the most popular women in music. Then.
Hey, E.T., this is Christian Slater.
Only E.T.'s on set of his new series.
It's a family show if your family is Jeffrey Dahmer.
Taking you behind the scenes of The Spiderwick Chronicles, based on the best-selling books. Yeah!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, make me over.
I don't want to say anything that'll get me into trouble.
The Beehive and all you Swifties, brace yourselves. Courtney Love is coming for your girls. While talking to the Evening Standard, the former Hole frontwoman called Taylor not important. Quote, she might be a safe space for girls and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. As for Queen B,
this ain't Texas.
Courtney admits she likes the concept of Beyoncé making a country album and exploring a genre where she says white women have only been allowed previously. The problem, quote, I just don't like her music.
I have a lot of feelings about it. They're not really positive. Like snow
on the beach. The 59-year-old also threw shade at Taylor's friend Lana Del Rey, saying she thinks Lana should take 7 years off. And when it comes to longtime frenemy Madonna,
Courtney Love is in dire need of attention right now.
No love is lost, quote, I don't like her and she doesn't like me. In other music news, Celine Dion announced her new documentary will hit Prime Video June 25th. The 56-year-old shared this first look pic looking strong, powerful, and au naturel.
These spasms affect every aspect of my daily life. It's been a struggle.
I Am Celine Dion promises a raw and honest behind-the-scenes look at the star's year-long struggle with stiff person syndrome.
I feel great about myself. I feel strong about myself. But it's all about courage.
Courage, don't you dare fail me now.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to diving deep into that. Now, let's get to our exclusive with this 80s heartthrob turned TV monster, literally.
Hey, E.T., this is Christian Slater here to give you an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of the Spiderwick Chronicles. Right this way. Enter at your own risk. Ah! All right, I probably gave people a heart attack there, but it was fun. Okay, let's keep going. So this is the Spiderwick home. It's like a labyrinth in here. This is the attic and the cellar. Here, go in there. Yeah, you can really get in there. He's gone. I got rid of the camera guy. So. I love a good kitchen. This character in particular is a frighteningly good cook because I cook people.
Yeah.
So it's not great.
Believe it or not, this guy is playing a villainous ogre in the Spiderwick Chronicles, premiering Friday on Roku. And we're sure fans of the best-selling fantasy series are going to love seeing his bad side.
A reckoning is coming. I've had to go through some training to learn how to walk on stilts because Mulgarath is quite tall. These are my hands. We have fun with these. They're fun. Woohoo! Juggling hands.
Arthur Spiderwick's field guide will soon be ours.
Trying to defeat the murderous ogre, the Grace family, who just moved into the Spiderwick home, only to discover that it's full of secrets.
Hi, I'm Joy Bryant, and I play Helen Grace. Helen spent many joyous times here when she was younger, so it brings back so many memories and fun memories from her childhood.
Well, this is Christian Slater signing off. I didn't mention E.T., but you can see it. Right?
Mr. Slater, you look pretty comfortable with that E.T. mic in your hand there.
Put that down.
Come on, see us over here.
Go back to work.
No, come here.
Coming up, Travis Kelce's Making Moves, his smart new hosting gig revealed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Tomorrow on ET, we're with Zendaya bringing her Challengers fashion to Los Angeles.
I think is the best part. I feel incredibly lucky.
The woman is always stunning.
Didn't miss.
Mm-mm.
No, she didn't.
All right, before we go, big news for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but first, I want to throw it back 2 weeks ago to our Travis exclusive. There was a report that you might be hosting a new version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Is that true? Can you confirm that?
I can confirm that, yes. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? I can't talk too much about it, but I'm definitely out here in the entertainment world dabbling around and becoming a professional in that career field.
Yeah, so we had the goods, and now it's coming to Prime Video. Travis's hosting gig is his first foray into series television. I think he's gonna be great.
No, he'll do fantastic.
Yes.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Well, good night, everybody.
Hello.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.